Welcome to another Aurora Generator podcast.
Great to be here.
Today we're diving deep into something really important, especially if you've gone solar at home.
Right. Choosing the right backup generator.
Exactly. And we want to focus specifically on why a reliable diesel generator from AuroraGenerators.com can be, frankly, essential for your off-grid or hybrid setup.
It's a key piece of the puzzle. While solar gives you amazing independence, you know, it's not infallible. There are limitations.
Okay,
so today we'll dig into why you actually need that backup, even with solar panels glinting on the roof.
And why things like automatic start are so important.
Definitely. And also why diesel options, like the ones at AuroraGenerators.com, often make the most sense for this kind of job.
Plus, we need to tackle that tricky subject, why those common portable generators with bonded neutrals, why they aren't really the right fit here.
Yeah, that's a crucial safety point we need to clarify.
Okay, so let's jump right in. First things first. Why does a home with, you know, solar panels and batteries even need a generator? Doesn't solar cover it?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But off-grid systems, they rely entirely on their own components working perfectly.
Right. No connection to the main grid as a fallback.
Precisely. So if anything in your solar setup fails, an inverter problem, maybe damage to a panel, anything, you could suddenly have, well, zero electricity. Total blackout.
Oof. Okay, that's a pretty stark picture. All your eggs in one basket.
Kind of, yeah. And then there's the sun itself. It's not always cooperative, is it?
Meaning cloudy days, winter.
Exactly. Think about seasonal changes. On a really good long summer day, maybe your 12-kilowatt solar system generates, say, 50 or 60 kilowatt hours. Plenty of power.
That sounds like a lot.
It is. But come winter, with shorter days, more clouds, maybe rain or snow, that same system might only produce maybe 10 to 15 kilowatt hours.
Oh, that's a massive drop. Like 75% less power.
Easily. And that drastically limits how much charge your batteries get during the day, which in turn limits how much power you have available overnight or for the next cloudy day.
So even a big battery bank might not be enough if you get a few bad weather days in a row.
That's the core issue. We talk about days of autonomy, designing the system to last a few days without sun. That's the goal.
Right.
But prolonged periods of really low solar generation, they will eventually drain those batteries no matter how big they are.
And that's where the generator steps in.
That's exactly it. It's your safety net, your guaranteed power source when the sun and batteries just can't keep up, whether it's high demand or just week after week of lousy weather.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. A generator isn't just optional then. It's really part of a truly reliable off-grid or hybrid system.
I would argue yes, for real peace of mind.
Now, you mentioned automatic start. Why is that feature so critical for this backup role?
Automatic start. It's about convenience and seamless operation, really. Think about it. Your batteries are running low. Maybe it's 2 a.m., pouring rain.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is go outside and wrestle with starting a generator.
Precisely. Automatic start means the system manages itself. Your solar system's inverter, basically the brain of the operation, can be programmed with rules.
Rules like?
Like, if battery voltage drops below X level, turn the generator on. Or run the generator until batteries reach Y charge level, then turn off.
So it just happens. No manual intervention.
Exactly. It ensures the generator kicks in when it's needed to keep the power flowing and charge the batteries, and then shuts off to save fuel once the batteries are topped up or the sun comes back out. It optimizes the whole system.
That sounds incredibly smart, like truly hands-off backup.
It is. And it can be configured for other things, too, like maybe not running the generator during specific quiet hours overnight if noise is a concern in your area, or even bypassing solar temporarily if needed. Lots of control.
Okay, auto start is definitely a must-have feature then. Now let's shift gears to the type of generator. We see portable ones everywhere. Cheap, easy to find. But you mentioned an issue with bonded neutrals. Sounds technical. Can you break that down?
Yeah, it gets a little into electrical grounding, but it's super important for safety. So in your house's main electrical panel, the neutral wire and the ground wire are connected together at one specific point. Bonded.
Okay, one connection point for safety. Got it.
Right. Now, many portable generators, the kind you might buy for camping or occasional power outages, they often have that same connection, neutral bonded to ground, inside the generator itself.
I see. So the house has one bond and the portable generator has another separate bond.
Exactly. And if you connect that type of generator to your home system, which already has its ground neutral bond, you've suddenly created a second bonding point.
That's bad.
It can be, yeah. It creates something called a ground loop. It's like having confusing multiple paths for electricity to return safely, and that can cause
Like
problems.
what kind of problems?
Well, increased risk of electric shock is a big one. It can also potentially damage sensitive electronics in your home or your solar equipment and cause interference. Just not a safe or correct way to integrate backup power into a permanent home system like a solar setup.
So for a proper, safe solar backup, you need a generator that doesn't have that internal bond.
Generally, yes. You need what's often called a generator with a floating neutral, or one specifically designed for connection to a home system via a transfer switch, which handles the grounding correctly at that single point in your main panel.
That's a really critical distinction. Okay, so portable generators with bonded neutrals are basically out for this specific application. That brings us to diesel. Why are diesel-powered generators, like those from auroragenerators.com, often recommended as a better choice for solar backup?
Well, there are a few good reasons. One interesting point comes from looking at how generators are designed to operate efficiently. Standby-rated diesel generators, the kind you'd use for backup power, they tend to run most efficiently when they're under a decent load, specifically often in the range of, say, 50 to 85% of their total capacity.
50 to 85%. How does that compare to other types?
While some other fuel types might be optimized for running closer to their full load, maybe 70 to 100%.
I see. So why is that 50-85% range good for solar backup?
Because your backup power needs in a solar home aren't usually constant, right? You might just need it to top off batteries, which isn't a huge load, or you might suddenly need more power if you run several large appliances.
Right, the load varies.
Exactly. So a diesel generator's ability to operate efficiently across that wider mid-range load aligns really well with the fluctuating demands of backing up a solar home. It's not being constantly run too lightly, which can sometimes be inefficient or even detrimental for certain engine types over time.
That makes sense. You want efficiency whether you're just trickle charging batteries or running the whole house.
Yeah.
What about lifespan and reliability? Diesels have a reputation there.
They certainly do. Diesel engines are generally known for being robust, durable, and having long operational lifespans, especially when they're properly maintained.
And maintenance is key for any generator, especially off-grid, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Any generator needs regular care. But starting with a fundamentally reliable engine type like diesel, like the ones offered by auroragenerators.com, gives you a strong foundation for dependable backup power over many, many years.
Okay, so summing it all up then, solar power is fantastic for independence, but it has limits, especially with weather and potential system issues.
Right, you need that backup plan.
And for that backup, an automatic start feature is pretty much essential for seamless hands-off operation.
Definitely makes life easier and ensures power when you need it.
And we learned why standard portable generators with bonded neutrals are a no-go for safe integration with a home solar system due to grounding issues.
Crucial safety point there. Avoid those ground loops.
Which leads us to why diesel generators from auroragenerators.com are often such a solid choice. They're efficient across varying loads, typical of solar backup needs, and they have that reputation for being reliable workhorses.
It's a combination of factors that just lines up well for this specific application. Of course, choosing the right size and specific model always depends on your individual energy needs and your solar system's design.
Absolutely. It's not one size fits all. So if you're looking into backup power for your solar home, we really do encourage you to check out the range of diesel generators over at auroragenerators.com.
Yeah, explore the options, see what fits your situation.
And as always, we'd love to hear from you, the listener. What other questions pop into your head about generators and solar? Any particular concerns about backup power you're wrestling with?
Let us know. Your questions really help us figure out what to dive into next as we keep exploring all this power stuff.